Wildfires are a greater threat during periods of drought, which should surprise absolutely no one. But new research from Stanford University out today shows that the wildfire threat during times of scant rainfall is not spread evenly. KQED science reporter Danielle Venton has more.
During dry years, some areas of the American West have what researcher Krishna Rao terms a double threat.
We see that some ecosystems are more sensitive to that dryness than other ecosystems.
In California, researchers found that the Southern Sierra, where many giant sequoias have burned in recent years, is one of these especially vulnerable zones. Southern coastal California around Los Angeles and Santa Barbara is another. Rao, who was lead author of a study published today, says one factor at play is the types of plants that grow in these locations.
As an analogy, when we are, let's say we are out of office or home for a few days, we come back and we see that some plants have dried more than others. Some plants might have wilted. And this is exactly what we observe in the real ecosystems as well.
And populations living near those most sensitive areas have grown much faster than populations in the West overall. That means certain cities and towns might be more vulnerable to wildfire than we previously thought. The study comes at a time when both the federal and state government is promising to do more prescribed burns and forest thinning to reduce wildfire risk. For the California Report, I'm Danielle Venton.